A majority of Americans now say all levels of government need to act on climate change. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. That's one finding from the latest in a series of national surveys on energy and environment. Sarah Mills is with the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the University of Michigan.
For the past decade or so, and even last year, about 70% of Americans say that the government needs to act urgently to address climate change. On the latest survey in the fall, it was 76%. So that's where we've seen the biggest jump in recent times.
She says part of that jump could be because the U.S. has announced plans to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Mills says 69% of Democrats say the federal government has a great deal of responsibility to act on climate change. That's compared to 30% of Republicans. This is the Environment Report. The Trump administration has been in office for a little more than a year, and it's done a lot to change the federal government's stance on environmental issues, from announcing the U.S.'s withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement to proposing to open up thousands of miles of U.S. coastline to offshore drilling. So what's the impact of all these changes? Reed Frazier has more.
No president has ever cut so many regulations in their entire term, okay, as we've cut in less than a year.
That was President Trump speaking at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference in February.
Trump has turned the car around, but he hasn't gone very far down the road in the opposite direction.
Dan Farber is an environmental law professor at the University of California at Berkeley, and he co-directs the Center for Law, Energy, and the Environment there.
He's got a lot of plans. There are a lot of proposals in the work. The stuff that's actually been sort of concrete accomplishments is a lot more limited. But of course, it's only the first year.
Farber says there are some short-term changes already happening.
In EPA, one of the things that we're going to see is just less going on, right? I mean, there's clearly are not going to be any new regulations. They're trying to do their best to put existing regulations on hold. I think the area where we've actually seen the most real change is actually not at EPA, but at the Interior Department under Ryan Zinke.
He notes the administration shrank the size of some national monuments and proposed opening up new areas for drilling and coal leasing. Farber says EPA Chief Scott Pruitt has also issued a lot of proposals to undo some major accomplishments from the Obama administration. But it's not that simple. Most of the action this year will be in court. That's where a lot of these issues start to get worked out through the legal process.
In getting rid of a rule, it's actually a complicated process, just like creating the rule in the first place. You can't just wave a magic wand and the rule goes away. So what they've done is started the process by putting some proposals out there to eliminate existing rules. But now they have to go through the gathering of comments. They have to write up a pretty detailed, lengthy explanation of exactly why they're doing what they're doing.
The administration is planning to issue the final rules for the Waters of the United States rule and the Clean Power Plan this year. And it's at that point that Farber says we'll see the action turn to the courts.
State governments and environmental groups are going to immediately, probably within the first hour after these rules come out, they will file in federal courts to challenge the rules.
Then, he says, it could take another year to see what the courts have to say about these actions from the Trump administration. For the Environment Report, I'm Reed Frazier.
Reed Frazier is a reporter at the Allegheny Front and a co-host of the Trump on Earth podcast. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.